Blog Talk Radio.
As I'm restarting my computer because it's on its period, yes. And of course, I have my special guest co-host. She does her own shows on Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Dollhouse Radio, Beauty and Beats. Yes, it's Angela Royale, along, of course, also with her co-host, Bianca Moore, Luscious Lips herself, and Raphael DeVee. So here she is trying to do this air check with me, and I'm restraining myself from choking somebody. So let's see how this goes.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. So I have one question, Dave.
Yes, ma'am.
What the hell does that damn song be saying? What is that? Is that English?
Yes, it is English, my dear. You have to look. I have tweeted out this song with the lyrics. And if you look at the lyrics, you won't be laughing because then you'd be like, this has a meaning to this song. Oh, okay. It's not going.
I heard was, yeah. And then I was like, what? You lost me.
Well, I've been only having that song for like 7 months, you know. Now you just realize it?
Well, I happen to like the screaming a little bit. I just was like, what is he saying? So,
okay, this is what he says in the beginning. And I ain't going to lie. I know of this because of the lyrics. I am with you, I did not know until I read the lyrics. He goes and says, all I ever wanted was my destiny to be fulfilled. And then he says, I see, damn, I got to look it up on my thing, but I know it's in my hands. I must not fail. And then he goes, then when it goes to the bridge, he goes, damn, how can I forget? Damn it. I know it's, even through the darkest days, this fire burns always. So in other words,
okay.
It's an inspiring type of thing where no matter what's going on, you still push ahead. You know, you still just keep going, doing what you're doing. And basically, it's just basically saying, you know, I will meet my destiny, this, that, and the third. So there is a meaning to this. You know,
okay, that's great. So, okay, I have a better appreciation for the song.
I said, wait a minute. He's not a rockhead. I thought he liked hip-hop. No, but I'm very versatile. I love music that actually has meaning. And I'm going to tweet you the YouTube with the lyrics, so that way you'd be like, oh, and then, you know. It won't make you like the song, probably, but at least you would look at the lyrics and say,
See, that's the thing. I don't dislike the song. I just was like, what on earth is he possibly saying? Because I can't understand it. But I don't dislike the song, actually, because I like to listen to different types of music as well. So the song is cool. It's just like, I was like, yeah, it's cool. I'm bobbing my head over here. I just don't know what he's saying.
You mean, no, it's not yeah, it's yeah.
Right.
Yes, it is. Now, getting to business, I went in the studio at the point before I restarted it, my laptop, and all I saw was the studio, but nothing on it. It had nothing on it. I didn't see my phone call. I didn't see you. I didn't see no audio clips. So I think it has something to do. I think that's definitely my side. I don't think it's Blog Talk. I think it's maybe because of where I'm at in the house. That's one of the reasons why I'm trying it like this to see. Because I know, like, when I did the show to do the boards on Sunday night? Yeah. With James Jones. Beautiful. Everything worked great. I think one of the best moments, which I didn't mean to, with the bitch nigga song. Okay, I'm going to tell you what happened because I don't want people to think like I'm like some fucked up person. This is what happened. What I did was when I go to the audio clips, right, I went in order from top to bottom, and in my head I'm going, okay, what's the next song in order do I like that I haven't heard in a while? So I did like that because I don't know most of those other songs. I didn't want to press play and do like Sammy and it's some shit that's not supposed to be on, you know?
Right.
So I saw that and it just so a coincidence that it's a serious segment. And then I remembered Angela playing it. So I don't see nothing wrong with it. And then after the fact, you told me, well, and they had told me not to play it anymore. Well, thanks for the memo, Angela.
She's like, girl, that is not for that show. I was like, oh, my bad.
Well, now I know. Well, most of the times we have a real strict song list anyway, so it doesn't matter. But while we're freestyling, that's good to know for the future that, okay, I won't use that for that show no more. But one of the reasons the main reason, because we talked about this when I wasn't on the show, when I used to just listen. The main reason why I wanted to play that, because I know he can't say heroin. He, heroin.
I know. I was like, oh, my God. This is not a drug show. No, I'm just kidding.
I did him say bitch nigga. It was just priceless. I just... Just the way
That
he
is
pronounces
too
things. Oh,
funny.
I was crying. I was crying. I know you were dying. I was crying. I was like, oh, just to hear him say in a real serious voice, "Oh, here we can take a break." So you notice with me though, he don't get like. I know it's different than he is with you. Did you notice that? That
Huh?
did you notice how different it was with the break as far as like when I told him it was break time, he didn't
Right.
go, "Oh, James is sending me a text." He didn't mention my name. But for you, he
Right.
mentioned. You notice that, right?
Yeah.
That's strange. That's kind of creepy.
But you know, but that's probably too because you're on the phone with him. So, you know, he doesn't
I
have to
guess.
announce that you're contacting him because you're on the phone with him.
Yeah, but my point is, you shouldn't have to, period. You understand? You just say, "Oh, we gotta take a break." You know what I'm trying to say? And
Right.
here's the song, blah blah blah. You know what I mean? Well, Andrew sending
Right.
me a text. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, wow, I find this fascinating. I mean, I see your point. That's part of the reason why. I think that's a good point. But he should that's how he should be. I'm telling you, by the time I meet.
Exactly, it should. That's why I'm glad you're running the board. So you could
She's
just
like,
do the show and have normal breaks like normal people, so.
now, how did you enjoy? I mean, I know you were on Sunday night, but how did you enjoy not having to deal with breaks and taking calls that time of
It
night?
was great. I was working on that cool schedule during the show, so yeah, it was great.
That was good. You're like, "Thank God for James. Thank you." About time. I
Was like, good.
See, I
I
didn't
was
do
like,
too
I'll go
bad though.
ahead and. Yeah, you did really good Sunday. I didn't have to do anything. So I was just like, well, I'll just leave the studio up and I'll listen in and I'll work on the schedule. And if James needs me, then he will text me.
Yeah, now this is my okay, now I'm in the studio. And once again, I see the studio and there's no audio clips. It's like a blank page of it's just a studio with nothing in it.
Now,
I
you
think it's
know, with Blog Talk, they'd like to take their time. So, like, mine comes up like that for, it's like that for a minute before everything pops in.
okay, because I have all my Wi-Fi is up all the way. See, this is what happened to me. That's what made it was driving me nuts the other day, you know, on Friday. So my Wi-Fi is up, and yet I couldn't unmute Alana's mic or my guest mic or play any clips. But Sunday, what I did was instead of using the headset, I used my home phone, and it worked fine. Perfect. Everything I could click on to, you heard it. I unmuted mics, I took calls, you know, and
Right.
muted the mics again. Thank God with Joseph. I was like, oh boy. I put, oh, here we go. Okay, now I see it. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, usually with Blog Talk, what I do is I usually will log in usually about 15 minutes before the show starts,
Oh, I do
just
too.
so that, yeah, so if Blog Talk is acting crazy, like, and it sometimes takes a minute for the studio to load, so I try to give it enough time so that the studio is fully loaded before the show actually starts.
I see. Now, I'm going to see something. I'm trying not to curse because there's a lady online. I'm trying to play this thing. I'm being respectful here, you know. Okay, let me see something. It's so slow. See, I think this is better in my room. So it means I get a better connection in my room. See, what I just did. Now you're wondering, what the hell are you doing? I was testing an audio clip to see if I could play it. And all it did was it did the buffering and then that's it. Let me see something real quick. Now that we have a minute left. Actually, 1950 seconds.
Well, there's another 15 sec another session scheduled to start right at 12:30, so
Oh, okay. So you, well, this went well. You're like, thanks a lot, James. I got up early for you for this. Thanks a lot. I feel
I
my
wonder what
work, you know.
happens if we're on the phone. Does it kick us off and make us call back in for the next one? I
Yeah,
don't
you know
know.
what I
Well, I
was
guess
thinking?
we'll.
Yeah, you know what? I know what you're saying, because you know how you go off air if you're listening on a computer, but if you're on the phone and if someone's listening, you're not, you know, you don't get kicked
Right.
off unless I press end episode. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
Let me see something. That's kind of a good idea. I don't know. But let me try
Let
something.
me see.
Just a few extra minutes, because it's not 12:30 yet. Let me see. Let me move my computer. Let me see. Let me go into my room. There's another reason why I wanted to do this too, to see where in the house I can do it. So far, I'm confident having it in my room because that's where everything. Oh, okay. It says here you have an upcoming scheduled episode in 15 minutes. What do you want to do?
I'll click that link that says to say remind me before showtime.
Yeah, it says remind me 1 minute before showtime. And then there's a box that says ignore next scheduled episode. Obviously, I'm not pressing that. But,
And then there's a there should be one more link.
one more link.
Apparently. It
Oh,
says
maybe this
remind
is
me.
both different because it says remind me 1 minute. Oh, okay, that's what it is. I thought it was all one thing. It says remind me 1 minute, and the other one's before showtime. Or is it the same? I don't know. Because I see, remind me 1 minute before showtime, and then in a blue box, it says ignore next scheduled episode, which I know I'm not doing. I'm just. So,
Sure.
should I just end the episode just to be safe? You know what I'm saying?
I guess
Just
we could.
and then we just go back, waiting to that awful waiting at home music again, and. Just do it that way. Oh, that music is so annoying. Oh my
It's
God.
awful, isn't it? Oh my
It's the
God.
worst. Why can't he change that? How long they've had that? That's horrible. Oh
You know
God.
what? I think though, I think you have to get like a bigger package for you to like customize whole music, I think.
Really? Oh, is that it?
Yeah, because we were like looking into trying to do some other things. Like we
Yeah.
really were to be able to like embed the like Blog Talk player kind of thing like on the website. So like if your show is airing on Fridays, like listeners could go to your show page link and listen to the show. But like we were looking at that, that's like 200 and something a month. We're like, what now? So,
Damn. 200 something a month. Holy crap.
and maybe more than that actually. That's like a
Holy shit.
bigger package or whatever.
Screw that.
So
Oh, wow. 200 something a month.
I mean, although we y'all get some pretty special privileges because technically I think all other shows can only air one show a day. And for whatever reason, we've got special privileges. We can air pretty much what we want.
Because we have listeners.
Yeah.
That's why. They're like, oh.
Right, well, leave them alone. Leave them alone.
Leave me alone. All right. This is what I'm going to do because I don't want to mess up the next session. I'm going to end the episode.
Okay.
And then we'll just hear that annoying music again.
Okay.
And then go from there. So let's see what happens. Oh, you know what we'll do? We'll just hang up. And then the next one is already waiting, you know?
Yep,
That's what I'll
that's
do.
true.
Okay,
Okay.
I'll talk to you in a few minutes again.
Okay, James.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.